A Brighter Dawn by Rosie Harris, read by Neris Hughes. Chapter 1. Saturday, the 7th of June 1924, the day her brother Parry married Gwen Cogan, would be a day she would never forget, thought 18-year-old Sharon Pritchard dreamily. She slipped the peach chiffon dress that she would be wearing over her head and stared at her reflection in the mirror. She was to be their bridesmaid, and its frothy loveliness seemed to transform her into a princess. Parry and Gwen's marriage was looked upon by all of them as a tremendous family occasion, and one both the Pritchards and Cogans regarded as a milestone for the future, because it was cementing the two families even more firmly. Elwin Pritchard and Gwen's father Lloyd Cogan had been friends all their lives, and their adjacent shops in Cardiff's Queen Street, Pritchard's Paints and Wallpapers and Cogan's Carpets and Curtains, had been established for almost 25 years. They had always worked in close cooperation. Indeed, there was a door between the two establishments so that customers could walk from one shop into the next to complete their purchases when they were decorating their homes and wanted curtains or carpets to match the paint or wallpaper they'd selected. They were family firms in every sense of the word. Parry, who was tall and slim with dark brown hair and eyes, was highly skilled at wallpapering and was in charge of the team of painters and decorators they employed. His bride-to-be, Gwen Cogan, was petite, with fair hair and greyish-blue eyes, like her mother, Flossie Cogan. Gwen helped her mother to make up curtains and cushions from the fabrics they sold. Gwen's brother Maddock, who was to be the best man at the wedding, was of medium height and stocky like the rest of his family.